There are an estimated 3,000 fighters in Syria who came from Europe. Many of them were trained by jihadist groups. And some members of Congress are worried those foreign fighters could try to slip into the U.S. and carry out attacks here. They point out what they see as a vulnerability, the fact that citizens of 38 countries don't need visas to enter the United States. Here's NPR's Brian Naylor.
The visa waiver program allows residents of Europe and other U.S. allies to enter the U.S. without a visa. In return, Americans don't need visas to travel to those countries. The program has been in effect since the mid-1980s, aimed at encouraging tourism and business travel. But former Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Dianne Feinstein says it's time for some changes. Here's what she told CNN after last month's terrorist attacks in Paris.
It's my belief, and I said this publicly many times, that the visa waiver program is the Achilles heel of America.
Some 20 million people a year enter the U.S. under the program, and while they don't need visas, they do have to submit their names in advance, along with information about employment, their family, and passport. Still, Feinstein says the system has weaknesses.
It's difficult to ferret someone out. There are stolen travel documents, large numbers that they can pick up a false passport, etc.
Feinstein plans to propose legislation to tighten the waiver program. Other Republican lawmakers have called for hearings and investigations into the issue. But Stuart Baker, a former Homeland Security official in the Bush administration, urges caution. He says the visa waiver program could be tightened in some areas, but is a valuable counterterrorism tool.
It gives us the leverage to say to countries, if you don't cooperate on counterterrorism programs, then we can take something very valuable away from you.
Baker says other governments that participate in the program have agreed to make their passports more resistant to counterfeiting and have shared data with the U.S. about the criminal records of foreign nationals. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson agrees the program is valuable, but is open to some changes.
Looking at the security assurances that go along with participating in the visa waiver program is something that I've asked my folks to do. It's an important program. We should maintain it. But it's something that we should focus on.
The Obama administration has already made some changes in the program, such as requiring more detail about travelers. It says that since 2008, more than 26,000 people have been stopped from entering the country who either had passports that were reported as lost or stolen or whose names matched those on terrorist watch lists. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.